Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello everyone, and here we are, back with our daily programme, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today, in our studio, we have Brenda Black, a renowned TV animation artist. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for inviting me here today.
I'm sure our listeners would like to know what you're working on now.
Currently, I am working on The Tom and Jerry Show at Renegade Animation. I am also working on several personal projects, one of which can be found on my website. The Secret Garden is a reimagining of a story about a self-centered young girl who loses her parents in an unfortunate event. She is then forced to live with her distant uncle, where she soon discovers a secret that has been kept locked away for years.
That's interesting. Why did you start this one?
My reason for starting this project was to challenge myself to build a whole world, including the characters, environments and props, as well as key story moments. However, it was also partially because I enjoy coming-of-age stories that involve character development, growth and a journey of self-discovery.
What suits you better, working for a company or freelancing?
I enjoy being able to do both, because of the variation I can get in terms of clients, pacing, and type of work. However, I do prefer working for a company a bit more, because I enjoy the process of collaborating and bouncing ideas back and forth with other talented people.
What advice would you give to an artist who is dealing with artist's block? How do you boost your imagination and keep yourself creative?
I'd say go out and have some fun. Step away from whatever you are doing and try something new or different. Living a healthy and balanced life is also important, as it helps keep ideas flowing. I personally enjoy being outside, hiking, hanging out with friends, window shopping, playing different sports, or just meeting new people. All the little things that you experience along the way will serve as inspirations when creating your work. The more you discover and observe things around you, the more you will have to draw from when you need ideas.
In your opinion, what should a young person take into consideration when choosing an artistic career path?
I think a young person should keep an open mind and try out as many things as possible. Don't limit your options when starting out, because there are so many things to learn from in all the fields of art. That's not to say that specialising is not good, but I think it will be beneficial to be open to different possibilities, as there is a lot of crossover among them. I think if you keep exposing yourself to various types of art, you will eventually find out what really resonates with you and keeps you motivated, and that will lead you to your artistic career.
What do you think of using modern social media and the internet to connect artists directly with their fans?
I think it's great that these platforms have helped bridge a gap that used to be difficult to connect. Artists are now able to gain the exposure they need by showcasing their work, and fans can easily find and appreciate the different types of work put out by individual artists. They have also made it much easier for artists to gain inspirations and gather reference material. On the other hand, it may promote bad habits for an artist, It puts pressure on them to create work that would satisfy the public.
Thank you, Brenda. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everyone. And here we are, back with our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today, in our studio, we have Brenda Black, a renowned TV animation artist. Good afternoon, Brenda.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for inviting me here today.
I'm sure our listeners would like to know what you're working on now.
Currently, I am working on The Tom and Jerry Show at Renegade Animation. I am also working on several personal projects, one of which can be found on my website. The Secret Garden is a reimagining of a story about a self-centered young girl who loses her parents in an unfortunate event. She is then forced to live with her distant uncle, where she soon discovers a secret that has been kept locked away for years.
That's interesting. Why did you start this one?
My reason for starting this project was to challenge myself to build a whole world, including the characters, environments and props, as well as key story moments. However, it was also partially because I enjoy coming-of-age stories that involve character development, growth, and a journey of self-discovery.
What suits you better, working for a company or freelancing?
I enjoy being able to do both because of the variation I can get in terms of clients, pacing, and type of work. However, I do prefer working for a company a bit more because I enjoy the process of collaborating and bouncing ideas back and forth with other talented people.
What advice would you give to an artist who is dealing with artist's block? How do you boost your imagination and keep yourself creative?
I'd say go out and have some fun. Step away from whatever you are doing and try something new or different. Living a healthy and balanced life is also important, as it helps keep ideas flowing. I personally enjoy being outside, hiking, hanging out with friends, window shopping, playing different sports, or just meeting new people. All the little things that you experience along the way will serve as inspirations when creating your work. The more you discover and observe things around you, the more you will have to draw from when you need ideas.
In your opinion, what should a young person take into consideration when choosing an artistic career path?
I think a young person should keep an open mind and try out as many things as possible. Don't limit your options when starting out, because there are so many things to learn from in all the fields of art. That's not to say that specialising is not good, but I think it will be beneficial to be open to different possibilities, as there is a lot of crossover among them. I think if you keep exposing yourself to various types of art, you will eventually find out what really resonates with you and keeps you motivated, and that will lead you to your artistic career.
What do you think of using modern social media and the internet to connect artists directly with their fans?
I think it's great that these platforms have helped bridge a gap that used to be difficult to connect. Artists are now able to gain the exposure they need by showcasing their work, and fans can easily find and appreciate the different types of work put out by individual artists. They have also made it much easier for artists to gain inspirations and gather reference material. On the other hand, it may promote bad habits for an artist. It puts pressure on them to create work that would satisfy the public.
Thank you, Brenda. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.